everybody. Welcome to this meeting of Exmouth Town Council. First item is apologies for absence. Do we have any apologies?
I've had apologies for absence from Councillor Alex Sadiq and Councillor David Paul. I think everybody else is in attendance.
Very full attendance tonight. Well done. Next item is public speakers. I don't think we have any speakers wishing to speak. So the next item is the council minutes of the last meeting, and we just need to accept those as a correct record. Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. Regarding the minutes, C23/133, agree the allowances. Should we not have the town crier on there? Thank you, Chair.
No, so the town crier doesn't receive an allowance. He receives an honorarium, and that isn't reviewed annually. That's something that was reviewed when he was appointed, but it's not a councillor's allowance. So it's not one of the statutory things that we have to review on an annual basis, whereas the councillor's allowance we have to. But yeah, he receives an honorarium, not an allowance.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments on the minutes? Are we all satisfied that we can sign that as a true and accurate record then? All in favour?
Oh, we need a proposer. And a seconder, please.
Councillor Hookway, I think, proposed, and Councillor Kirban seconded, so all in favour. Thank you. Okay, matters arising. Now, I think there is
there's one matter arising, which I've taken the liberty of tweaking the minutes to reflect. So, following our internal audit for year end, the internal auditor has asked specifically that, as well as ratifying the appointment of Westcotts as our internal auditor for the coming year, which we did at the last meeting, that we specifically cite the name of the person at Westcotts that's going to be responsible for our audit, which is Tom Stuckley. So in the letter I received earlier this week confirming that the internal audit had been confirmed, he said to me, can you make sure that the minutes reflect that I am appointed as the internal auditor and that I'm named? So rather than put it on the agenda, I thought you wouldn't mind if we amend the minutes to include Tom's name. I mean, it's the same decision. We're still using Thomas Westcott as our internal auditor, but he's advised that we need to cite his name specifically. So as long as you're happy with that, I have updated the minutes to reflect that change rather than putting it back on the agenda for debate.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Yeah, that makes sense, Chair.
Thank you.
I'll second.
And Councillor Witts seconded. So all in favour? Okay, thank you very much. I think that's carried. Item four then, declarations of pecuniary interest. Does anybody have any pecuniary interest to declare? Nope, that's fine then. To resolve press and public be excluded from the meeting during the consideration of items in part two of the agenda, as it involves a likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in part one, schedule 12A of the Local Government Act 1972. Do we have any?
There are none.
We don't have any part two items tonight. And to receive and consider reports of committees, working parties, other local bodies, and town clerk, district and county councillors as appropriate. First item under that is the planning committee. We need to agree a councillor representative for Withycombe Raleigh ward, because Councillor Gazard, who was our representative on planning committee here, has been advised that it is not appropriate for him to serve on both planning committees here and at East Devon District Council. I think that's right, Steve, I've quoted you correctly, haven't I? And I think there may be one or two other councillors in the same position. That's a bit of a break from previous setups that we've had, but we have been advised that there are sound reasons
Why is this on?
East Devon District Council constitution, apparently. I think a lot of us weren't aware of that. But also, we were advised in the code of conduct training that if you have voted to approve or refuse an application at town council, then go to district council and vote a different way, or even before you've had a chance to vote, you could be accused of predetermination and would therefore not be eligible to vote or speak on that application, which would be very galling if you're an Exmouth town councillor and you feel strongly about things as I do. I shall be at the planning committee tomorrow, in fact. Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. I too was in a similar position. But as soon as I realised I was on planning East Devon, I came to see Lisa and resigned from his position. Just to make sure it's absolutely clear, because I had a long chat with the solicitor, I think on Wednesday afternoon.
Yes.
And he was explaining to me the situation, and it can be quite complex, and you're leaving yourself and the council open to abuse if you're sitting on both, Chair.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for that, Councillor Bailey. Tim King, Councillor Duncan.
Yeah, just to say that I received an email from Councillor David Paul on this matter, and he of course has had quite a lot of district council planning experience in the past, and David was very much of the opinion that what East Devon are doing is not a matter of law. I mean, there are issues about properly declaring interests and not going against the decision you've already made and those kind of issues, but not that it was illegal in any way to do that. I mean, personally, I didn't want to sit on district council planning because I was already on town council planning, but I know that some people, they could do it.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Councillor Dunbar. I think East Devon have tightened up on this. I think that's part of the situation, but it does mean that we may be struggling to fill seats on our own committee here. So step up, all volunteers. So back to the item in hand, we need to find a representative for Willingham Raleigh if we have an appropriate councillor willing to.
Can I just say that our terms of reference say that we will have representatives for each ward, and I guess it's inherent in that it would be one of the elected ward councillors for that ward that would represent that ward, but it doesn't say that explicitly, so I wondered whether there would be a councillor who perhaps lives in Withycombe but is an elected councillor for another ward that might be happy to sit on the planning committee, specifically to look at the Withycombe Raleigh ward applications. That might be a way around it. Otherwise, I think we're not going to have a representative on Withycombe Raleigh, which is slightly at odds with our terms of reference. It will just mean that the planning committee members, other planning committee members, will have to look at the Withycombe Raleigh ward applications as well if we can't fill it. So, if no one wants to volunteer.
Councillor Chapman.
Can I just say that is very unfair on the Withycombe residents, because if they want to discuss something, then they're adding extra work to a councillor that perhaps wasn't from that ward. So maybe a councillor that is in a nearby ward would be willing to take it on, as long as there's someone that the public can go to for representations. It isn't only about sitting on a committee.
No, good point. Councillor Woodward.
I didn't apply to one. That committee was not a particular area of expertise, but as a Withycombe councillor, I think Manny makes a good point. I think the residents of that ward would want a councillor can refer to, so I'm happy to bring them.
Okay.
That would
help enormously. Yeah. Okay.
That That would be very helpful, thank you very much. But if you do feel that you need to come off some other committees in order to give yourself time, because it is a busy committee, I mean, it is quite a commitment, so I do appreciate that very much.
That's fine, yeah. I did say that we would review the membership of the working parties and the committees when the town ward vacancies filled, so we will have to bring the appointments to working parties and committees back to full council when that seat is filled. So if we need to adjust memberships, we can do it at that point. But in the meantime, that's very good. Thank you.
Yeah. Good. Well, that's much appreciated.
That's what the town people with it should feel underrepresented, because the town council's planning committee is a consultative body, but they are well represented by district councillors who actually make the decision.
Okay, next item on the list is the town clerk's report.
Yeah, so apologies, I didn't get time to do a written report last week.
Sorry, did we need to vote on...
yes, we. I mean, yes, if we can do that would be
useful.
Let's
take a vote on that, yeah. Okay, so Councillor Gazzard's proposing, Councillor Hall's seconding. So all in favour? And thank you, Andrew.
Thanks. There were no planning minutes that hadn't already come to full council.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
we checked the dates, so yeah.
Town clerk's report.
Yeah, so apologies, you haven't got a written report from either Chetner or I. Chetner's on leave. I've just been very busy with year end, with the external audit and with a lot of finance matters, and trying to get Charisse up to speed following the departure of Julie. So that's been a very large focus of mine, really. And also, obviously, overseeing the administration associated with the formation of the new council. Chetner and I have both been busy updating all the distribution lists and supporting Sam and Lisa, really, through that sort of four-year cycle that we go through with the election of a new council. So that's predominantly what I've been working on, is finance-related matters. But has anybody got any questions for me? Happy to answer any questions, but no. Okay.
Councillor Gazzard.
It's not a question, Chair, but I'd just like to thank Lisa and Chetner, because it has been a very busy and difficult time since the elections, and fully understand the way she hasn't got around to doing the report. But thank you for all the hard work you put in, Lisa and Chetner.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Councillor Gazzard. I think that should be minuted.
Thank you.
I think that's a good point. Okay, that brings us on to the Climate and Ecological Emergency Working Party. The notes of the meeting held on the 4th of April, which are attached, and to receive a verbal update on the Eco Hub proposal. We had an emergency, or extraordinary actually, Climate and Ecological Working Party on last week, where we received a presentation about the Eco Hub. And this is just to bring you up to date on where we have got to. I see that Zoe isn't here.
No,
so
Councillor Tim Dumper is going to provide an update in his capacity as chair.
Okay, Tim, over to you then, you have the floor.
Can I just quickly ask, Chair, if I may?
Yes.
The meeting minutes for the April meeting.
Yes.
Are we not attaching the...
They haven't been written up yet, Fred.
Right.
No.
So they're going to be published after the...
Yeah.
This meeting for next...
They'll be completed as soon as possible, and they'll be uploaded to our website in draft format. But this agenda was published on Wednesday, and the meeting finished at 8:30 or whatever it was on Tuesday night. So we just physically didn't have time to update them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's why we have the verbal update. Councillor Dunpa.
Yes, and I actually heard from somebody who was at the meeting that it was a very extraordinary meeting, so that was that was interesting. I was honoured to be re-elected chair of this Climate and Ecological Working Party, and there's been some very, very hard work going on behind the scenes by our officer, the climate officer Zoe, and in conjunction with Transition's chair Nikki Nichols, and with a lady who's been helping with a proposed business plan. I think it's recognised from the very beginning that the whole idea of converting the toilet block into core of nature, if you like, and giving it a climate and ecological purpose, if you like, in life, was not going to be an easy matter, and it wasn't straightforward conversion. So I think we all knew that it would take a while. What Zoe and Nikki and their colleague have been doing in the interim is they've been working up plans for this, and they've involved an architect, and they drew up a potential drawing for this, and they also put in some ideas which I think you had presented before, ideas that we might use a cafe-type hatch to act as a revenue-raising mechanism for this building. Now, what they did was, because they knew they were working against the time frame that the District Council had set for this on the disposal of the toilet block at Imperial Rec, and we have been having pressure put on us by officers of District Council to meet that deadline. So Zoe and Nikki presented something to us at our extraordinary meeting the other day. We all discussed it at great length. As you heard, the meeting went on quite a long time. We had professional advice from Lisa as our financial officer and our town clerk. And as a result of that, we realised that we couldn't just accept this plan as was, and that we also needed some kind of collaboration or some kind of input from District Council particularly, but probably from others as well. So at that point, we started thinking about what we might do, and we had present at our meeting portfolio holders, and we had Councillor Steve Gazzard, and Councillor Steve Gazzard, very bravely, I think, put forward the idea that he would go to District Council Cabinet the following evening and present an idea to them. Now, I don't know whether Steve has given me a copy of the proposal that you've written down to make. Do you wish to elaborate from that point on, Steve?
Well, through you, Chair, what I would like to say is that I did go to Cabinet the following evening and met some of my colleagues there. After speaking to various other people during the night before, received extremely well by Cabinet, who endorsed their support for the idea of an eco hub. And as I explained to them, that it wouldn't be just for the benefit of Exmouth, it would be to the benefit of East Devon, the country, and I did elaborate a little bit, I did go a little bit further, and I said it would be probably a good thing for the world. Cabinet, thank me for my report, and in my report I did say that I would like the Cabinet to contact the Town Clerk as a matter of urgency regarding what I had said during the evening. And I think that Tim has highlighted that the problem is obviously the toilet review, which is, as Tim said, we're on a time scale. Well, the following day, there was phone calls from various officers to officers here. I've got a proposal, Chair, and I think I've given you a copy of it, and Lisa. But I'm happy to put the proposal forward now if you'd like me to, or after the debate, which is ever.
I think it would be good if you read out your proposal now, Steve, and then we'll know what we're actually debating.
Bear with me. I would like to make the following proposal: that Exmouth Town Council writes to East Devon District Council to ask that the potential opportunity for an eco hub on the site of the Imperial Recreation Toilets is considered outside the framework of the District Council's public toilet review, and that the scope for the District Council to be involved as a project partner is investigated as a matter of priority. And if members agree, the town clerk will be asked to send it to the officer concerned, Tim Child, and also to the chair of the Asset Management Forum. I think if we can be united in that tonight, it will help to move the whole project forward, because obviously, as district councillors all know, they have expertise in obtaining grants, they have expertise in officers that can help with a business plan, and it would just be a lot easier if, at the end of the day, the three councils, including Devon County Council, but that would be another issue, we can all work together for this amazing eco hub that would be that would be absolutely amazing for Exmouth to have, for the size of our town. So that's my proposal, Chair. If members haven't heard it, I'm obviously the town clerk's got a copy of it. She can read it again if she wants to. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have a seconder? Were you about to do that, Mike?
I was going to do it.
Do you mind if I accept Councillor Whips as second, as long as somebody does? Okay.
Before we vote for it, can we ask some questions?
So we'll open this for debate now. We have a proposal. I can read it again, or the town clerk can read it again, but the basis of it is that we ask East Devon to take the proposal outside the toilet review. I think that's really essential, because the toilet review itself has got quite a set timetable, and if we take it out of that and develop it as a joint project, then it's got much more possibility of being realised. Who would like to speak?
Fred. Fred, okay. His name.
Councillor Cagle.
Thank you, Chair. Well, I've got no problem with the proposal or the second bit. What I wanted to ask, though, was, bearing in mind that we met the committee only last week, and already different individuals are talking to the district council, can we have a clear line of communication if we're going to follow this proposal between the town council and the district?
Just ask what you'd regard as a clear line of communication.
If we're going to have a clear line of communication between the town council and the district council moving this project forward, no disrespect to Councillor Wilson, but already I'm seeing an email. That means that different people are talking to the officers, and that person was also on the ecological working party, same as I am. Just saying, if we've got a clear line of communication, can we make sure that clear line of communication works going forward?
So can I just say that, this needs to be done through officers, because the scheme of delegation doesn't give individual councillors the right to negotiate on behalf of the council. So although various councillors have had conversations, I agree, there needs to be a clear channel of communication through Zoe or myself. Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Our scheme of delegation doesn't delegate authority to a councillor to negotiate on behalf of the council.
No.
It delegates authority to officers.
I understand that. Okay, Councillor Chapman.
Thank you, Chair. I have to say I don't agree. I don't think the public be very happy about it. They're not at my end of the neck of the woods anyway, and they would have been more interested if we'd actually taken the toilets, from what I hear. It's not up to me how the council votes, but I will be abstaining on this because I don't agree with it in this day and age and the lack of toilets. Thank you.
I think it's important to note that as part of the toilet review, anyone who takes over a toilet has to continue to provide at least one public toilet. I think there's been a lot of publicity that's implied that the toilets are closing, but the intention all along has been to retain at least some provision of toilets.
Yeah, can I just say, Chairman, that I'm hoping Sideshore will come forward and build the toilets, because they wanted to put a hub up there and they were turned down the planning along with the toilets. Whether they will come back with the toilets, I really don't know. But put an eco hub in, I'm just a bit worried that the Jurassic Centre in Seaton, which costs a lot of money, after people have been in it a couple of times, they didn't want to know anymore. And have we got a backup plan? Yeah. That is my concern, taking on something from East Devon under contract. We will be obliged, won't we, to maintain it?
Well, that's exactly why Councillor Gassard has proposed a joint project and taking it outside of the toilet review, and there were some very restrictive terms and conditions there. So it would be definitely a win-win. Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. At this relatively early stage, but with the negotiation the Council of Gazon, have you any idea of how much it could possibly cost us, and can we afford it, Chair?
Well, the short answer is no, because we don't know what the cost would be to us until we've worked out the detail with the East Devon District Council. I think I'm right in saying that, aren't I? I mean, there was an approximate cost quoted for the building, but it was also pointed out that was simply on the basis of one architectural drawing and other options were available. So I think we need to see where this goes before we start thinking about potential costs.
Thank you,
Chair. Okay, Councillor Rosser.
Yeah, just to reassure that the current proposed design's got three toilets in it, we'll save those.
Yep. Okay. Councillor Whit.
Mike has just said I thought that the hub was going to provide public toilets anyway, so there won't be any shutting of public toilets at all.
Can I clarify?
Yep,
so if there had been a recommendation from the Climate and Ecological Working Party to proceed with the Eco Hub on that site within the framework of the public toilet review, part of the agreement in the heads of terms was that we would have to continue to provide toilets as part of that Eco Hub. But actually no recommendation came forward from the Climate and Ecological Working Party. So there has been no decision that we will proceed with the Eco Hub. What's being proposed is that we write to the District Council to ask for that project to be considered outside the scope of the public toilet review, because the heads of terms relating to the public toilet review were too restrictive for us, particularly in terms of time frame and us being able to even establish whether we'd get planning permission for a fairly ambitious build, but secondly to identify funding sources, to do all that due diligence, trying to do that within the time constraints that are determined by the public toilet review, where East Devon were asking us to sign heads of terms within the next month or two and then commit to taking on the toilets and run the toilets by April next year. The working party felt that that just wasn't possible. But as a result of us now saying that if it's carried, that if we're going to write to the district council to say that we want those toilets removed from the public toilet review so that we can independently look at the scope for creating an eco hub on that site, the question mark does remain about what will happen about public toilet provision on that site. And that is an unanswered question, because we're not, you know, we haven't agreed that we're going to take on the public toilets as they are. We haven't agreed that we're going to proceed with an eco hub, where there's a proposal that we write to the district council.
Thank you for that clarification.
Councillor Hookway, is it his hand?
Councillor Hookway. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. I'll say, first of all, that I'm at cross purpose for this, because issues to do with the toilets at district council I've dealt with part of the portfolio. So I'll state categorically here now that I will be abstaining from the vote to make sure I remain neutral. There's a lot of information that has come up about this. Toilets are obviously an absolutely critical facility, not only for residents, but also for visitors. And people's concerns about toilets are absolutely critical and crucial. We must take them on board. I'm not in favour of, personally, closing toilets. I think a toilet at a particular site is needed. I think it would be very useful for a whole range of people, and it would tie in perhaps with the proposed gateway that's going to be developed by Devon County Council as part of the Levering Up bid and providing useful facility there. There are issues to do with fundraising, obviously, and who's going to pay and how much is going to pay. It's got to be able to stand on its own 2 feet if you take it on board. That's a really important point. Whether fundraising is something that the Town Council and Transition Experts want to look into, I think that would be a very important point. In terms of what's going on at district level, the finance hasn't been really considered yet about it. Something that has got to happen very, very quickly, because there is a distinct need to get this matter sorted out across the district. Planning permission is going to be a problem because of the River X being a protected site. There will be issues there. That won't be easy to get through. In terms of Seaton Jurassic, I think Councillor Chapman's comment about Seaton Jurassic is apposite, because Seaton Jurassic wasn't correctly thought out in the short term, which is why failed. It wasn't flexible enough, it didn't adapt, although the pandemic didn't make life any easier. So we must avoid, absolutely must avoid, that type of issue. We must make sure that Transition Exmouth are committed completely for the long term. It has to be seen as a long term thing. But I think it's a good idea. It certainly was well received as an idea at Cabinet on Wednesday. Councillor Gazzard was well received by the leader and Cabinet members. It ties in directly with the East Devon Council plan about getting people prepared and delivering the message about climate change, because not a lot of people have got that message fully. You and I here might be all for it, but not all residents are, so I think something like that would be very, very helpful. But there's a lot of work to be done, East Devon are keen to push on because they are ready to go with their plans, but some of the town councils have been very, very slow to respond to requests for information and so on. So there's a lot involved. I think it's an exciting proposal. It should go ahead, and I wish everybody luck with it, but it is going to be a big project for the town council. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Hookway, and actually prompted me, because as a Cabinet member I should also abstain on this, because it may well come up to Cabinet. Councillor Donald, did you?
No.
I'm going to defer to Councillor Wills.
Yes, for the moment.
Thank you. I just wanted to speak briefly, just to speak in favour of the hub. I think that the environment is nationally obviously a very big issue for people, and locally, you know, we live in an area of unbelievable natural beauty, whether it's our parks or the Jurassic Coast or even just the viewfinder's window. I do think the public do care about this, and I also think for any of us that have ever knocked on doors, you will know that the public often say councillors are only in it for themselves, they're not interested, they've got no imagination, nothing ever changes. And I think something like this would do a great deal for the town, but I think it would also do a great deal for the reputation of the council with the public as well. I think it'd be a great thing for us to do. However, it'll evolve. The plan, I'm sure it won't be as it is, but I think an eco hub of some form would be fantastic for the town. And I agree with Councillor Cahill about, obviously, it has to come from the officers. I just had some questions, so I didn't do any negotiating.
Well,
just to
clarify.
No, there's no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll just point out that we are at this point simply voting on the proposal to write to East Devon District Council. That's all we are doing at the moment, and I'm sure there'll be a great deal further debate on this subject. And maybe I'll just go to Councillor Dumper to sum up for us before we take a vote.
Thank you, Councillor David. I just wanted to remind the Council really that we did vote in favour of the principle of an eco haven on that site, etc. We have had that debate already in advance. It's I think, good to go back to when we first set up, when we first declared the climate emergency and ecological emergency, and we said, and this was underlined by our environmental audit person that we employed, that Exmouth Town Council has very few individual resources or buildings or very many vehicles either, so there isn't a great deal of carbon footprint, etc., that we've actually got to reduce. And our role in Exmouth community, if you like, as an advocate for the people of the town and for the town, means that what we are trying to do is very much more about influencing behaviour across the population of the town. And it's in the spirit of that that this eco hub is a training centre, a resource centre, a meeting place for people working on ideas and proposals in this area. It was in that spirit that this came forward. And it builds on the partnership that the Town Council had with Transition Exmouth, in that we had Our Place, Our Planet website as well, which was on the same lines. So as Councillor David quite rightly says, all that we're asking for now is this ability to make Steve Gazzard's proposal to district and let district respond so that we have the time to work this proposal up rather than just have it go down without proper time for thought and consideration. So I would love people, as Steve says, it is a groundbreaking project, groundbreaking idea, and I would love this council to carry on supporting that principle. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, Councillor Cagle, did you come back? No?
Yeah, only quickly. Can we just make sure that we're clear about that we're going to write to District Council to enter into a collaboration between the Town Council, who are working with Transition Exmouth, and the District Council moving this project forward. It's not something we're going to do on our own, it's a collaboration. And I'd just like to say I'm very surprised that Councillor Hookway said there's going to be problems with planning. He must have a crystal ball, because we're a long way away from that. So thank you very much.
Can I just put it was raised at the meeting the other night that planning could be an issue because of the sensitivity of the location, but No, I agree with you. I think that there's a long way to
go.
There's often a lot of negotiation between planning officers and applicants that comes up with an acceptable solution. I think perhaps it's just time we went to vote, unless anybody's got any urgent or different points to put. So all in favour of Councillor Gazzard's motion.
Okay, that's the majority, yeah. Can you just ask for abstentions or
against?
Yeah,
any against? And abstentions?
Five abstentions.
Five abstentions,
yeah.
Okay,
yes. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. That's carried. And I've got to thank Councillor Gazzard for bringing this forward and for basically showing us that there could be a way to make this work. We got a bit defeated the other night. It's a shame we couldn't project the proposal that Zoe put forward, because I think if you'd seen the presentation that she made, you would probably be even more excited by it. Okay. Right. We haven't finished. The next resolution from the Climate and Ecological Working Party was to ratify a recommendation from the Working Party that the Town Council contributes £3,000 towards the Exmouth Cup project, a sustainable cup solution for Exmouth, in collaboration with Sideshaw. Is it appropriate for me? I think I'll go to Councillor Dumper to say what the proposal is as chair of the CE Working Party.
Yes, thank you, Chair. The idea is that an initial tranche of 10,000 cups, which would be sustainable multi-use plastic and an insulated cup, so that you could either have very hot liquid in it or very cold liquid and it would not burn you or freeze you. And Sideshaw, as you can see from the proposal there, has been involved in discussions with Zoe on this. The idea being that these cups, 10,000 of them, would be a big initial tranche, and the idea being that various cafes, hopefully all the cafes in Exmouth, would collaborate with all this, and they would gradually come out from the cafes. People would keep them and reuse them, and it wouldn't be at a cost to the individual, but would hopefully move towards considerably less single-use plastic. The idea of recycling like Costa Coffee cups or whatever that you get is totally impractical because of the multi materials that are used in those cups. So this would be a completely reusable cup, and with any luck would lead to considerably less carbon usage and carbon emission. So Zoe, thank you to Zoe for her work on this, as well as her work on the other project. And I'd like to propose the recommendation that that we contribute our 3,000 together with the Sideshaw 9,000 to make an input of 12,000. Thank you.
Thank you, and that's for 10,000 cups, which works out at 120 each, which if you've ever tried to buy a reusable cup in a coffee shop, you know, is an absolute bargain. I'll just ask if we have a seconder for that proposal. Councillor Gazzard, do you want to speak on it?
Just briefly, Jack, you're happy to support it. I think it's another excellent idea. And I'm sure that the cafes will get on board with this. it's also to be for Rob Nose during the festival as well. Mm-hmm. So, and I think it's important is what we are, as a town council, we're very restricted what we can do, as I call it, in-house for ourselves. I think we've done extremely well with what we've done in the, as a town council. And it's getting people outside on board. And I think one of the problems is, and it's only my personal opinion, is that if we put a charge, you know, if they go when they get the coffee and they're asked, would you like a sustainable cup? It's going to cost you £50 or pounds, whatever. They'd probably be more likely to hold and say, oh no, we'll just have whatever and give it to me. And so I think it's about education as well. So I think it's another good scheme that the town council can roll out, and it's only going to be as a project. So it will be reviewed after the, you know, the time scale, whichever zone decides to put on as a time scale for it. Thank you.
Can I add something?
Of course.
Yeah. So just for those members that aren't clear, this isn't a cup deposit scheme. The idea is that we flood Exmouth cafes with cups that people can take away and not necessarily take back to the same cafe. So they'll be in circulation, that's the idea. So that if somebody wanted to buy a drink, say from Hangtime Cafe, and they want to wander off down the road with it, they could actually drop it in at the Bumble and Bee place at the end, or they could pick one up from Bumble Bee and they could walk into the town centre, because a lot of people walk around with their cups, don't they? And then the paper cups end up in the bins, and we're trying to reduce landfill. So it's about creating circulation rather than you or me having our own coffee cup that we put in our bag and we take with us. It's about the circulation of the cups. That's the crux of the project. And Sideshore are prepared to put quite a lot of money into it.
So that's 3/4 of the funding. It would have been great if we'd had the presentations here that Zoe showed the other night. And I'd like to just put on record our thanks to Zoe for all the work she's done on these, and maybe ask that those presentations be circulated.
They can be circulated, yeah. I mean, I decided not to share them because I thought we'd end up re-debating everything that we debated at the CEE party.
Exactly.
And there was a recommendation that came forward from CEE, so
yeah.
It was my decision not to project it because I think we'd be here all night.
Yeah.
And there is a recommendation on the table.
Party. But I think it would be good if perhaps we
That's
could
fine.
Just circulate those to all councillors, because I think it would be good. Okay, Councillor Stott.
Thank you. Can I just ask, it's a question really. As a councillor, are we allowed to provide money or resources to private individuals or private businesses? Because you're using council tax money to actually boost up private businesses. I know it's eco-friendly cups.
So it's a partnership project. We're not paying anybody.
You're not paying anybody. You're giving them the project. You're providing money towards it.
So we will continue to own the cups, but we'll be flooding them in the cafes. And they'll be, you know, if you want to look at it that way, they're effectively on loan to all the cafes, and they're in circulation amongst all the cafes.
Just, I was asking.
Yeah, no, there's no.
Because I know there's certain stipulations with councils.
No, there's no restriction on us buying cups that we put into circulation. No.
No, we're not.
If we were buying cups for one single cafe, then yes, that would be an issue. But we're not. We're talking about buying cups that will be in circulation across any or all cafe that wants to participate in the scheme across the town. Any businesses. So.
I appreciate it might save them some money because they won't have to buy those horrible disposable paper ones.
Yeah.
But
that's
all good as far as I'm concerned. It might help to support our. Okay, Councillor Chapman.
Thanks, Chair. I am sure that the Chairman of Licensing will confirm that we have been doing this with all alcohol license vendors across the town and across the East End on the cups that they use outside the building. And
I just hope, sort of giving out coffee cups, that they don't turn around and say, well, actually, we could do with some cups for our alcohol. Thank you.
Be careful what you wish for, Councillor Chapman. I know we might well have another presentation coming back here for that one. I quite like the idea of that. Okay, Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. I just, before I get into my questions, I'd just like to mention that earlier on the clerk said that the paper cups go to landfill. They do not. They go to waste or energy. Nothing in East Devon at all goes to landfill, as a matter of course. Got this from a horse's mouth, Councillor Geoff Young, only this afternoon.
Okay.
In a debate about other things, so just to make you aware. Regarding these plastic cups, I'm surprised we've worked hard over the years to be a plastic-free town. And now we tend to flood it with 10,000 cups. I can see the litter potential of this being enormous. I really can.
They're not disposable cups, though. They are reusable.
Well,
that
does not stop anyone throwing it away, does it?
They're not of the disposable design, though. They are.
Well, yes, I understand that entirely. I'm not as stupid as I look, believe it or not. I don't think it's true. So, I can see it being a litter problem caused by these cups just being discarded left, right, and centre. Because someone would say, well, I've got a free cup, and I'll throw that one away in the bin or anywhere to litter. And then the next day they come to town and they go to a cafe, anyone, and pick up another free cup. So I think it's making the problem worse, not better. I'm looking at it from the other side. And I personally, I'm not in favour of spending taxpayers' money to subsidise business, because that's what it is. As you said yourself, it will save them buying their own cups. So that's not what we're here for. That's not what our ratepayers are here to do. If you want to choose to bring your own cup, everyone's got cupboards full of cups in the house. Dozens and dozens they never ever use. So why not pick one of that, put it in your handbag or your bag or whatever, and walk down the town and use that? I can't see, personally I can't see it. I'm in favour of it, one little bit. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. Councillor Williamson, I think, was next.
Thank you, Chairman. So I'd like to support this, but just a question to through you to Councillor Dunbar. He used the word initial, and I'm just wondering whether we're looking here, particularly focusing on this £3,000, whether that's an initial contribution that could become an ongoing contribution, or whether this is, as it were, pump priming an initiative. And then we will assess how successful that has been, because I do take into account, and I hear what Councillor Bailey says, unfortunately we can't regulate human behaviour, much as we'd like to.
There wasn't much of a discussion at the meeting about that issue. Yes, Councillor Dunbar.
Yes, I think, thank you very much, Councillor Williamson, for that question. I think we would very much see it as a pilot project and something where an assessment is made of what is actually happening. And if there were any tendency, as Councillor Brian Bailey says, for it just to be thrown away, then obviously there would be something going wrong. The other thing, the other point I'd like to make here, and I think while we're designing the actual implementation of this scheme, everybody knows that East Devon District Council's recycling is one of the best in the country. And one of the reasons why it's the best in the country, or one of the best in the country, is because the publicity, the pre-briefing, the, if you like, almost training of residents as to what needs to be done, was done very thoroughly, very accurately, and kept on being renewed later. And I think the same needs to happen with some of these schemes. And the idea of the Eco Hub contains that, you know, ongoing education, if you like, of the public. And I think that's how we'd like to see it. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Councillor Dunbar. Just turn the mic on. And Councillor Woodward.
Yeah, good point.
falling there in terms of, and also probably over there. I think businesses that take this on board, yes, there's an element of money saving, but they will be asked to train their staff, the baristas. It's all about education. They're going to have to invest in that, in educating customers. And I take your point about stupid people who will litter, but I mean, if you go to Hangtown tomorrow, sit up there, you will see hundreds and hundreds of cups of coffee being served. And this is about educating people, and the cafes and the restaurants alone have a responsibility of doing that. And it's a trial, and we'll get feedback from the trial. And if it's successful, this is going to be a big thing that Exmouth have achieved with the Exmouth Cup. You know, we've had discussions about whether you charge for it, and I get the fact that if you don't charge for it, it's no value, but that's where the education comes in. It's where the baristas will have to do it, it's where the publicity, the PR will talk about it. And I think it's a big deal. And I'm not a big coffee, I'm a massive coffee drinker, but not outside of the machine at home. But I see hundreds and hundreds of cups that are disposed of badly anyway. This is about protecting the planet. It's what we are supposed to be here for, with all due respect. And it's a really good scheme. And we'll find out in 4 or 5 months when it's been implemented.
Thank you. You just turn the mic up, Andrew. Thank you. Councillor Nicholas.
There's a mention of a deposit here. Who's going to control it? How are you going to make... That's what it says on here.
No, it's there is no deposit. There's no mention of a deposit. It's a sustainable cup solution, but the working party specifically, we discussed the merits of asking people to place a deposit for the cup, and members were adamant that they...
14 on the agenda. They said that only a reusable cup.
Yeah, so...
It would be to buy in reusable cups, give to participating cafes, customers then pay a deposit and can return cup back to any participating cafe to get their deposit back.
Yeah, no, and so... So I think you're looking at the working party notes from the prior meeting where we discussed the merits of asking people to pay a deposit or not, but that option was ruled out, and at last week's meeting it was quite clear that we would not be asking for a deposit because the administration of a deposit scheme would be too onerous and it would be counterproductive in terms of trying to get people to use these cups. Also, the fact that if you ask people to pay a deposit, they might then think that they can take them away. So that wasn't the aim of the project. The aim of the project is that we flood the cafes with this cup and it's in circulation and people don't pay a deposit for it and it moves from cafe to cafe. So the working party notes from the prior meeting discussed the pros and cons of a deposit and that was ruled out. And last week, there was no talk about asking for deposits. So it wouldn't be a deposit-based scheme, definitely not.
Okay. Councillor Toy.
Yeah, I'm used to the existing disposable cups and the waste of energy. Well, that means they're burned. I don't think that's a very environmentally sustainable option at all, even though it avoids landfill. But these new cups, the only cost is of washing them up. So I think it's a good idea.
Thank you. And Councillor Coleman.
I see the issue about people phoning, but I just wonder if there's any other term like having maybe bins outside cafes where old people leave their old cups, otherwise they might chuck them in the weaving. So maybe you need something to easy for people to get rid of the cup when they finish with it, rather than just chucking it in the bin.
We should consider that.
So,
okay.
Can I add? I think Zoe's got a number of ideas about how she can keep these cups in circulation, and the training that Councillor Woodward alluded to with the baristas. You know, it's about, you know, when someone buys a coffee, would you like an Exmouth cup? This is how it works. You can return it to these locations. You know, that's all part of the training that we'll be giving the coffee shops.
Yeah,
thank you. I think Councillor Bailey, you've spoken already, so I think we'll proceed to a vote now.
Thank you, Chair, so much.
You did speak and expressed your view. I think
Councillor Dumper proposed. Yeah, Councillor Dumper proposed, and Councillor Gazzard seconded.
So in that case, we can proceed to a vote. Those in favour? Oh, I can vote on this one.
Yeah. Okay, that's the majority.
Okay, those against? Noted.
Any abstentions? Three abstentions, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's carried. Thank you.
That motion is carried then. Okay. Right, so we just move on to minutes of meetings now. So we have the community organisations liaison panel. We have the notes of the meeting held on the 20th of February. Do we have somebody to move those minutes?
They're for noting, because they're just notes, so we don't need a proposer in a second.
Okay.
I think Councillor Stott is the are you the deputy chair for COLP?
Which one? Yeah.
Yes, but I mean, the meeting was in February. I don't know. It was a while ago. Yes, yeah, I think so. But unless anybody's got any questions, I think probably self-explanatory.
Yeah. Okay. Festival and Events Working Party.
Well, our last meeting was in April, and I think everything is going at pace. We're having a meeting this Thursday to have things clarified and sure, but. Everything's going swimmingly so far. Yeah.
Okay, flooding and land drainage.
So, again, I think the notes are self explanatory, but if anybody's got any questions, happy to try and answer them.
Town maintenance overview working party.
I think, as Lisa said earlier, just really for noting, there's nothing in there. So.
There's nothing that requires a vote or anything. Reports from members who represent the council on the outside bodies, placemaking in Exmouth Town and Seafront Working Group. I see Councillor DC, you and I are the nominees on that. I'm happy to present those minutes and. I'm sure you've read them. I don't think there was anything particularly contentious. Is there anything you want to update?
No, I don't think there's anything particularly contentious. As you say, most of it is already in the minutes from EDDC. But just to quickly update a couple of things, the event space was unable in UDD, was unable to be rented out or any leaseholders attracted for this year. And the long-term use of that is really being passed over to the consultants who are being appointed to the placemaking scheme. And they will consider, amongst other things, the hotel. That was one of the original ideas. So I think that the meeting as a whole was really an update. That I think they've been fairly still watered in the sense they're appointed the consultants to look at the placemaking scheme. And that, I believe, has now been completed, even though at that meeting negotiations were still taking place. That was the right councillor. The other point, I suppose, to bring to council's attention is that the Devon County Council have appointed a project manager for the Gateway Scheme. So we expect that sort of, if you like, take a boost fairly quickly because the clock is ticking. On the levelling up fund, the bids there, the money that's been available. So, Devon County Council have now appointed a project officer there. And regarding the sort of general placemaking, there is a guarantee that there would be further consultation coming back to not only us but the public as well and interested stakeholders. I think the other thing, just possibly to mention, is about levelling up. Possibly
shopping list ready in the event of was mentioned at the meeting to give some thought to, but we'll come back with perhaps more detail about it another time. As was pointed out, with the glazemaking bid, we've had one shovel ready scheme, which was Dean and Way extension. Gateway happened, or proposal happened, but we were also, I suppose, alert to the fact that perhaps we ought to give some thought going forward as to any sort of similar schemes which might benefit the town, that we ought to sort of keep in our back pocket, so in the event of levelling up and coming to the fore again. And that was all, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. Can I ask Councillor Deasley a couple of questions, please? I did listen to the meeting on placemaking. I'd just like to ask three little questions, please. The dinosaur park wasn't mentioned at all. And I'd also like to ask about the Coastwatch Tower and Harbour View Cafe, please. Can you tell me anything about any of those, please? Thank you, Chair.
I think the short answer is no, because they weren't discussed at the meeting. None of them appears in the minutes, and they were not discussed. There are no proposals for those, and I'm not aware of any further proposals for any of those things.
Can I just ask something else then, Chair? Can I ask you then, as a member of the Town Council that was on that committee before, would it be possible that they could be put somewhere on there? Because people are asking me, and unfortunately I'm not on there anymore, so I can't, you know, I've been a good ambassador for it. And I'd just like a few answers on it, please. So if it could be put on the agenda, it would be appreciated, because people keep asking me. And, you know, you can't. I know we've got the levelling up coming forward. I understand all that. But we've still got Queen's Drive there that hasn't moved for 10 years. You know, what's happening there? It's all temporary. And I, for one, would like to know what's going to happen there. I know you're having another consultation. I know all about you've taken on somebody else, but I'd just like to know just a bit of up to date for people that live in Exmouth, please, and the tourists. Thank you.
Well, I would suggest perhaps you write to the chair of the committee, who's not a million miles away, and ask for that to be put on the agenda. But I would say there are no proposals there, so it would be very hard to put them on the agenda, but I will leave it to the chair to make a decision on that. Okay,
Chair, I'd just like to answer that. Actually, I did send two emails to East Devon District Council, and unfortunately, nobody got back to me, Chair. It's not manners, is it? If somebody emails me, member of public, I get straight back to them as soon as I can. I've been waiting since the 31st of May, Chair. So I'm just asking, as a person that was on this committee, and a person that's on Exmouth Town Council, and we should be here finishing off some of the things that we've started. I'm all for levelling up, I voted for levelling up, but there's other things in the town to still continue. You can't just wipe them all away and do the levelling up. Surely it's got to be taken into account, and that's all I'm asking you to do. I'm not at East Devon, so I can't do it myself, so I'm asking you, Chair, would you do that for me, please?
Bye.
Thank you.
I don't think it's my place to take that forward, but perhaps Councillor Deasy will bring it up at the next meeting. It's not my place, simply because I'm just there with several hats on, and so it's not probably, I'm not the best person to do it. Councillor Deasy.
Yeah, I'm very happy to take that forward. I think everything I tried to say was put on hold because of the appointment of the consultants, and they were taking a strategic overview of the whole, not only the front, but of the town itself. So everything I think that was said was really still waters, and that no proposal for or against anything. But yes, very happy to represent your views and take it forward, and just ensure as we go forward. I'll ask those questions on your
behalf. Thank you, Councillor Deasy. Okay, Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chair.
I am about to express my severe disappointment with the state of Queen's Drive and anything anywhere remotely near it. 5 years ago, when I was part of the administration at East Devon, I'm not going to mention any politics, I'm sure you all know who I was at the time. I do change around a bit, I grant you, but I've settled down back to where I started now, please say. Now, there was a planning commission for a hotel, planning commission for several retail outlets, which for whatever reason, I don't know, nobody's told me, I've asked enough, were never marketed. Now, these are what is now termed in modern parlance shovel ready, but they weren't progressed. They were just left to abandon on the shelf with some whisked ideas from various people, which never came to anything. Now, 4 years later, the only thing that's been achieved is that one or two temporary outlets, the permanent play park, which was done with the assistance of many people. Do you find that amusing, Jack?
No. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, the disappointment. Why did you tell us all the funny joke?
No.
Would you like to?
No, right, Brian.
Oh, okay, sorry. Well, next time we'll talk about laughing in your face and see if you like it. That's not the attitude, is it?
I'm not laughing in your face, Cameron, but baby.
So, I'll continue. I'm sorry to just ruin your evening, but there we go. So, why has nothing happened in 4 years? This is an eighth or ninth consultation on this very subject. This is beyond pathetic. And it's all pipe dreams. It's all pie in the sky. There is no money. There is no funding. Maybe if we strike lucky and get funding from the government, but it's unlikely to get it twice. And it's just not happening at all. And I think it's an absolute disaster and a severe failure on the part of the administration of East Devon. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. Right. I would just say this is probably not the forum for this. The Exmouth Placemaking Group is probably the place to express these views. I do have some
just receiving an update.
Other people wishing to speak. So, Councillor Stock.
Thank you. Well, I think this is the forum because where else can people that aren't on that committee discuss it? We've got to discuss it somewhere. It's been going on now for about 12 years. I was on it from the very beginning. And I'd like to know, in the last 4 years, have you managed to put up the car parking sign for the mayor? Because I haven't seen it go up, but that's the only thing you managed to achieve in 4 years. And I think that's disgusting.
Well, it's DCC of putting them up, and it is in the minutes that there is progress on that.
It's taken a year.
Councillor Chapman.
Thank you, Chair. Even though the Chairman is sat here, I think it would be appropriate, as you, as leader of this Town Council, ask the rest of the councillors if we could, the Town Car could drop a line, email to EDDC, asking the Chair if these things that have been brought forward by this Council could please be put on the agenda. As Chairman of this Council, you are totally within your right to do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for reminding me of that. So, do you want to be specific about what you'd like included in that? Are you making a proposal?
Yes, now I'm quite sure that Councillor Bailey, who put the question forward, that she would like put onto the agenda, should put the motion forward. If you would be so kind, Chair. Thank you.
So that's the Dinosaur Park, the Harbourview Cafe,
and the Coastwatch. Yeah. If they could be put on the agenda. And I think if everyone's in agreement, I think
We could certainly ask for an update.
Yeah.
Some of it may
yeah.
be confidential, but we could also put it into a part two if need be.
May I just mention one other thing, Chair, please? I'm sorry to I didn't actually come to talk on placemaking, but since we're talking about the Coastwatch Tower, it should not be a race. They do all their work voluntary, and they have attached themselves onto Buddy Soderton now, so they're not only looking across our bay, they're looking across Buddy Soderton Bay. They do a lot of hard work up there, and they need to be noticed. They need some help from the Town Council, East Devon, wherever. They need help. They're voluntary. They are trying to watch for the safety of Exmouth and Budley Soberton in a place which is not acceptable. It's not fit for purpose now. It's too small. I'd like to know what's going on, please.
Well, they did.
And that's all I'm asking.
They did come to District Council to ask for
yeah,
that.
Well,
I do recall that
I'd
at
like
the meeting.
I'd like to know to councillor, you know,
yeah.
What's going on, please.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, any other speakers?
Can I come back and just ask? We always used to have a meeting once every, I don't know, 3-4 months, and somebody from East Devon, I think she's chairman, used to come from East Devon, and we used to talk about what we could do there and what the progress was and everything. That seems to have gone by the wayside in the last 4 years. We haven't had any of that. I mean, the consultation, or Jerry Mills, was he called?
Yep.
Came to us, told us all about it. Has he ever come back? No.
He will do.
Yeah, when? I mean, that was the last year. We're in another year now.
So we come, so he's taken what he got from those consultations, including what he said to us, and now, much as I've talked to them sometimes, consultants are being employed. They know what people are going to say when they say that. And then once they come up with something based on what we said this time, then he will come back. It was set, I mean, Graham, that's what Lizzie said, that.
And how many more years we've got to wait for?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to go into it because, I think the fact that we're, you know, there's a very concerted effort in the room where people are laying the blame of what happened in the last 4 years. It's a much more complicated story. It goes back a lot further than that. And I really don't think that this is a place to have that chat.
No. Can I just...
We're here to discuss what's going forward. It's not what happened 10, 15, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Can I just add something?
Okay. Ask Lisa to...
So I think one of the things that changed was that when the Queen's Drive Delivery Group, which is now named Placemaking at Exmouth, became a public meeting, and the meeting is now accessible for everybody to watch, I think at that point the monthly, quarterly representation, because it's now a public meeting, the briefings we used to receive, I think were in the spirit of the fact that those meetings weren't open to the public. And so we were being kept abreast of stuff. But if you want me to write and ask if we could have regular updates from Jerry, I can do that. So I've got at the moment that you want me to write to East Devon District Council to request that updates on the Dinosaur Park, the Coast Watch Tower and Harbourview Cafe are provided at the next placemaking meeting. And if you want me to also ask if we could reinstate some regular updates for the town council, I could add that as well.
Yeah, I think
we
should be entitled to that.
Okay. Who was proposing that? Councillor Chapman, I think,
yes,
made the proposal. Did we have a seconder for that?
Yeah.
Councillor Scott. Okay. All in favour? That seems to be pretty unanimous. I'll abstain as a
Could I ask a question?
Yeah.
Totally separate from what we've just been discussing. I just wanted to ask Councillor Grandisi if he would elaborate. He was saying something about the levelling up bid and the way it was interacting with the other placemaking issues. And I wonder whether you could make that a little clearer, Graham, so that I can understand what was being said about that.
No, I'm trying to just thank you, Councillor Dunn. As you said, slightly muddy waters, because there's obviously placemaking Demon Way scheme, there's the Gateway scheme, and there's the overall placemaking scheme. Now, modelled within all that was mentioned, and I can only report back on what was mentioned, was the fact that if there was to be a further placemaking scheme, a levelling up fund bid that was available, they anticipate that there would be fairly short notice given for that, and therefore it would be prudent of us, and of East Devon and of Devon County Council, to have a menu, if you like, or a list of projects which could be pitched for that levelling up fund. So that's sort of one entity within you know, the whole. It wasn't a reflection of what is the existing levelling up fund or the gateway scheme at all.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that was said was that the consultants that have been appointed for the gateway scheme are the ones that we're looking at appointing for the seafront and greater placemaking thing next week. So, and that's just happened out of people are quite, Jerry's quite excited about the fact that they can work together. And you know, everything places where they cross over, and it's not two different companies looking at two different parts, so that should be useful too.
Okay, we need to, we've taken a vote on that proposal, haven't we? So I think we can move on from the placemaking in Exma and move on to the Twinning Association. Councillor Dunn.
I did circulate earlier today a report and included some of the other outside bodies that I'm on. For instance, the Fair Trade Steering Group, Steve and I are on. And also, I'm now on the Stubborn Community Transport Group, and I submitted a brief report on that. I don't really, I think people can read that as it's circulated, unless there are specific questions.
Okay, thank you. Don't look like anybody's got any questions, that's fine. So we'll move on to the Web Community Health and Wellbeing Board. I think those are just notes for noting. Councillor Cagle.
No, they're not. I got a question in relation to the minutes. And the question will be for the town clerk, but I just wanted to give you an outline of what's been recorded here to do with ambulances and how we've lost of the full-time equivalent, one ambulance compared to maybe Shropshire have now got. So this was discussed at the web meeting. Obviously I wasn't there because I'm not a rep, but and this was the previous meeting prior to appointing Andrew Manchester to that position. But Councillor Christine Channon seems to think that Exmouth Town Council has funding for painting lampposts, which may be better used for this service. Is that correct?
No. So I think this relates to a conversation that Chetner has had with Councillor Jeff Trail about the scope for the county councillors to give us a very modest amount from their locality budget to help refurbish some lamp columns in the town. And that's on the basis that when the lamp columns were repainted many years ago, it was the locality budget that was used to do that. So Chetner had a conversation with Jeff. You know that the three county councillors pool their locality budgets. So, and Jeff agreed, I believe, with Richard and Christine that they would give us £800 out of their locality budget to help cover the cost of the paint for the lamp columns to be... For the lampposts, yes. They are their lampposts. Yeah.
Shame they didn't come forward that money when we wanted to paint the stanchions for the CCTV columns, but that's another story. So let's get this correct. Exmouth Town Council has not got any funding for painting lampposts.
No, we've asked for funding. We considered whether we were going to do...
So we're still going to ask for funding?
No, I believe they have agreed that they will give us £800, but I don't know that we've received it yet. I think the three of them have agreed that they will give us £800 towards the cost out of their locality budget.
Right. Well, Christine Channon's now changed her mind because she thinks it might be better used for the
Okay. Well, that's between her and Jeff and Richard because they agree between them whether they support a project or not.
I was only wanting to get that.
I think paying for a
I didn't want to paint over it, I just wanted to.
That's my understanding, is that they have agreed. I don't know how far that application has got through the locality budget funding process, but that's my understanding.
Well, yeah. There we are. You heard it here first.
Well, this was discussed at the town maintenance overview working party, so chair of that party, do you want to say anything, Ian?
Thanks, Ollie. I haven't really got a lot to add, only that I obviously heard it from Chetland, like yourself, the other day. This is to do with, just to put people in perspective, really, it's in the Magnolia Centre where we previously had hanging baskets on a number of streetlights. We're not allowed to put one streetlights anymore because Devon County Council have said we can't. So what we've, there was a discussion, as I understand, between Jeff Trial. I think Jeff's, basically, the story from Devon County Council is they do not paint streetlights anymore, so whatever colour a streetlight is, it remains that. And all the new ones that go in are unpainted aluminium. They had a discussion about it because it's on the judging route, I believe, for Exmouth in Bloom. I think that's right, Steve, isn't it? So that's how this discussion came about. And as Ollie said, it was mentioned on at Thursday's meeting, but I can't give you any other details because Chetland's obviously been party to those discussions.
Well, can I just come back on? County Council's got funding there, perhaps we can ask ourselves for our CCTV stations. How frightened can you say?
I seem to remember the item on the agenda was the Web Community Health and Wellbeing. I wasn't quite sure where painting lampposts came into that, but it will come up in the town maintenance overview working party notes as well, won't it? I take it we just note the Web Community Health and Wellbeing Board councillor. David Poor is usually our rep on that.
Angela's now our rep, but I don't think Angela's attended a meeting yet.
Next item is district councillors' reports. Well, district council's hardly had any meetings yet. A lot of training, but not many meetings.
I have circulated written reports from Councillor Whibley and from Councillor Dumper that they supplied in their capacity as district councillors.
Okay. That's excellent. Well, I didn't. So I'll just say that I've attended one meeting of strategic planning and the placemaking group, actually. There was a wide discussion about the local plan, but there's not an awful lot more to add there. Councillor Chapman.
Likewise, Chair, lots and lots of training, and I've also attended two emergency licensing subcommittees.
Thank you. Yes, I think I did, actually. We did, didn't we? Yes, good point. County councillors' reports?
No.
Okay. Right. Item 7, then, is to review and adopt the annual accounts for 2022-23. So we have the income and expenditure, the balance sheet, the earmarked reserves, and the asset register. Does anybody have any questions on that? Councillor Cahill.
I'd just like to make a proposal that we adopt those accounts.
Okay, do we have a seconder for that? Councillor Whibley. Okay, any.
Say what a sterling job was done in the preparation.
Thank you.
Okay, absolutely. Any other comments on those? No? Great. All in favour then?
That's carried, thank you.
Okay. The next item is the annual governance and accountability return. Now, this one we actually need to go through item by item. So I just need to find it.
I've got a hard copy, if you'd like the hard copy, but I don't know.
That might save me a lot of scrolling if I get that.
Thanks.
Okay.
So it's that bit at the top and then those affirmations.
So what we, if you have it in front of you, we acknowledge as the members of Exmouth Town Council our responsibility for ensuring there's a sound system of internal control, including arrangements for the preparation of accounting statements.
Sorry, can I stop you? Before you do that, you need to accept the internal audit report first. You have to do it in the order in which it's on the agenda. So item one is to review and receive the annual internal audit report.
Okay.
We expressly have to do that before we consider and approve the annual governance statement. So page three of that annual governance and accountability review, page three.
Two.
So that's the internal audit report.
Yep.
So you need to do that first before you do the annual governance statement.
Yep. So this says that appropriate accounting records have been properly kept. That the authority complied with its financial regulations, payments were supported by invoices, all expenditure was approved, and VAT was appropriately accounted for. That this authority assessed the significant risks to achieving its objectives, reviewed the adequacy of arrangements to manage. Do I need to read?
No, you don't need to read all the internal control objectives because
you've got them in front
they
of you
have,
at home.
They have been subject to scrutiny by our internal auditor. But you need to review and receive that annual internal audit report, propose and second that you receive it before you move on to the next stage.
Okay.
Otherwise, we will fail in our audit. So we need a proposer and a seconder that you are happy with the annual internal audit report first.
Okay. So, Councillor Gazan, you're proposing, aren't you?
You're happy to propose, Chair.
Yeah. And Councillor Deasy is seconding.
Okay.
Yeah,
so all in favour?
So this is for the internal audit report that you're accepting and approving that. Yep, okay. Then you can move on to the annual governance statement, which is where you have to make those affirmations.
Yep. So we need to look at these and we actually need to vote on each one, don't we?
No, you can vote on block, but you need to go through them one by one to make sure that councillors understand what they're affirming.
Okay. So we are affirming that we have put in place arrangements for effective financial management during the year and for the preparation of the accounting statements. That we've maintained an adequate system of internal control, including measures designed to prevent and detect fraud and corruption, and reviewed its effectiveness. That we took all reasonable steps to assure ourselves there were no matters of actual or potential non-compliance with laws, regulations, and proper practices that could have a significant financial effect on the ability of this authority to conduct its business or manage its finances. That we provided proper opportunity during the year for the exercise of electors' rights in accordance with requirements of the accounts and audit regulations. That we carried out an assessment of the risks facing this authority and took appropriate steps to manage those risks, including the introduction of internal controls and/or external insurance cover where required. We maintained throughout the year an adequate and effective system of internal audit of the accounting records and control systems. We took appropriate action on all matters raised in reports from the internal and external audit. We consider whether any litigation liabilities or commitments, events or transactions occurring either during or after the year end have a financial impact on the authority, and where appropriate, we have included them in the accounting statements. And finally, trust funds, including charitable. In our capacity as the sole managing trustee, we discharged our accountability responsibilities for the funds and assets, including financial reporting and, if required, independent examination or audit. So, are we all happy to vote on those? Do we need a proposer and seconder? Yes. So, we can have a proposer. Councillor Whip, seconded by Councillor Dumper. So all in favour of accepting those and signing up to them? Very good. Okay.
And then the final bit is page five, which is the accounting statements, which is basically our year-end accounts represented in the way that the audit commission requests that we present them.
Okay, so there you can see the balances that have been brought forward, the presets, what we've brought in, staff costs and so on. So if we're all happy with that, do we need a proposal and seconder for those as well? Yes. Councillor Gazzard, Councillor Whitley? Yep. So all in favour of accepting those?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Right, so we've done section three is the external auditor's report and certificate, but I assume that's just
that. So what happens now is this gets sent off, and it will be with PFK Little John. They will probably ask us to supply some supporting information over the course of the summer. There's actually a whole pack of supporting information that has to go off anyway. And then they will come back with any questions. If they are happy, then we will get a letter to say that they have completed their audit. It's normally around September time. And then we publish the audit closure notice on our website. So the public inspection period is going to run for, probably from June the 19th through till almost the end of July. Has to include the first 10 days of July, and that's an opportunity for the public to come in and inspect our accounts or ask questions. So we need to demonstrate that we've fulfilled that public inspection requirement as well. So it all needs to be sent off by the end of this month.
Right. Okay, so I think the final item on the agenda, item 14, is just to note the date of the next meeting, 24th of July. So we will see you all again then. I therefore declare this meeting closed.